News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Early Childhood Commission, ECC, says it remains focused on certifying approximately 300 early childhood institutions by 2019. Director of Sector Support Services at the ECC, Nordia Seymour Hall, says having more early childhood institutions certified will strengthen the foundation of Jamaica's education system. Mrs. Seymour Hall was speaking at a presentation ceremony at the University of the West Indies Western Jamaica campus in Montego Bay on Tuesday. Checks totaling $4 million were presented at the event. The funds will cover tuition for several tertiary students and also see donations made to four early childhood institutions in Western Jamaica. The donations represent the proceeds from the 2017 Mobay City Run 5K and 10K road races. Ground has been broken for the new Hunts Bay Power Plant substation to be built by the Jamaica Public Service, JPS. The hybrid energy storage facility will be constructed at a cost of $2.7 billion and will be the first of its kind in the Caribbean. Commending the JPS, Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says the power company has been playing its part in diversifying the country's renewable energy options.
This particular project is one that will enhance the ability of the JPS to absorb more renewables in its energy mix. At the outset, we made a commitment that by 2030, we'd want to realize some 20% of our electricity coming from renewable sources. But based on the pace at which we have been developing our renewables, I believe we are somewhere at around 18%. And as a result, we have developed a new slogan, 1330, that is 30% by 2030.
The project involves construction of a 24.5 megawatt facility, which will act as a backup power solution in the event solar and wind renewable systems suddenly lose power due to cloud cover, reduced wind, or other interruptions. Chief Technical Director in the Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation Division in the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM, Jacqueline Lynch-Stewart, says biometric data compiled under the National Identification System, NIDS, will help to reduce incidents of identity theft. Biometrics refer to identification based on the analysis of unique physical characteristics of individuals.
Biometrics is what is going to protect every one of us in here, because somebody can look like you, somebody can have a similar name. In fact, I could have a twin, but it's a biometric that makes sure that I am really Jacqueline Lynch Stewart, and that is what is going to protect you and me when we have our card.
Mrs. Lynch Stewart was speaking at a recently held NIDS public forum at Webster Memorial United Church in St. Andrew. And the government is considering plans to construct a correctional facility in central Jamaica. This in light of concerns about the weakened state of the Tower Street and St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facilities. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the process has started with an audit and reclassification of inmates.
We have completed the audit and the reclassification is ongoing. What we found was that you had persons charged for minor crimes being housed with persons charged for extremely serious crime. And the reclassification is correcting that. And we are moving out some persons from these two maximum security prisons into, say, Richmond and Tamarind Farm. Once completed, we have the electronic monitoring program, so we'll be able to early release some persons, as well as increased rehabilitation programs.
Minister Montague was speaking at a recent meeting of the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament at Gordon House. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act.
Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts and the act.
Visit jcpdja.com.